From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, May 19, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail. The Greene County lawmakers voted on Wednesday, May 17th, to hold three public hearings to gather comment on Governor Andrew Cuomo's Shared Services Initiative. The governor's plan, which was contained in the adopted state budget, directs counties statewide to investigate the possibility of consolidating duplicate services. Greene County Administrator Sean Grodin has been tasked with gathering the county's 14 town supervisors and 5 village leaders as a committee to discuss the county's options. The committee met for the first time last week and discussed animal control, legal services, and information technology, and if those services could be combined. A service that may not be consolidated is law enforcement. The towns want their own police departments despite the presence of state police and the Greene County Sheriff's Office, Grodin said. The legislature set 3 public hearings, May 30th at the Greene County Office Building in the legislature chambers, June 2nd at the Emergency Services Building in Cairo, and on June 13th at the Wyndham Center Building. The Consolidated Services Committee must file a report with the state on the county's efforts by August the 1st. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Amanda Purcell is reporting in Columbia Green Media that Dr. Stephen and Susan Menquez Child Advocacy Center is reporting an increase in the number of reported child abuse cases in Columbia County. Julian Bauman, Center Program Director, said, and I quote, "We've seen an increase in reporting," end quote. Bauman said the center is seeing children abused at younger ages, and she noted that there has been an increase in sexually problematic behaviors where children act out on other children. Bauman said, and I quote, "We've seen more child endangerment because of the heroin and opioid epidemic," end quote. The center held the grand opening of its new Hudson location at 946 Columbia Street on Tuesday, May the 16th. It provides long-term counseling and trauma therapy, referrals to shelters, support groups, courtroom preparation, medical exams, and caregiver support groups for children and their families. The center is operated by the Mental Health Association of Columbia and Greene Counties. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Bip bop ba doop, however you are. Nicole Guadiano of USA Today reports that Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, voted on May 17th to block a vote on legislation to create an independent commission to investigate Russian interference in the 2016 election. Only one Republican voted against the measure blocking the bill from reaching a vote. The legislation, which was blocked 299-188, would have created a 12-member bipartisan commission to interview witnesses, obtain documents, issue subpoenas, and receive public testimony about Russia's attempts to influence the election. The bill was co-sponsored by 2 Republicans, and one of them voted against the bill. You can read that full story in USA Today. The Daily Freeman reports that Greene County added 600 non-farm jobs, or 4.3% growth, from April 2016 to April 2017. In Columbia County, job growth was more modest, with 300 new non-farm jobs, or 1.4% growth. There was small job growth throughout the Hudson Valley in the same period. Ulster County gained 1%, the Dutchess-Putnam area gained 1.6%, while Delaware County's non-farm job fell 0.6%. The Department of Labor reported the statewide unemployment rate is now 4.3%, down from 4.8% in April 2016. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Amanda Fries in the Albany Times-Union begins a series about family members in local government, reporting that, and I quote, "at least 10 people in Albany County or local government positions have personal connections to Albany County Executive Daniel McCoy," end quote. New Albany County Department of Public Works Commissioner Lisa Raimondo is, for instance, the sister of McCoy's brother-in-law. McCoy told the paper he has no, and I quote, "family relationship," end quote, with Raimondo, and that she is right for the $94,717 a year job. He said, and I quote, "if you look at Lisa's qualifications, she is an engineer and very highly qualified. She is the first female DPW commissioner for Albany County and the 4th in the state of New York," end quote. While his sister and two brothers are among his relatives in local government, McCoy says, and I quote, "There are people who unfortunately are related to me that I will not hire for that reason. The nepotism, or whatever you want to call it. I don't hire family, and mind you, there's been a lot of them who have been qualified, but I choose not to for this reason here. It doesn't look right to the public," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Dan Friedman in the Albany Times-Union reports that Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, does not have much to say about the constant deluge of negative stories about President Donald Trump. Last week, Faso wanted a new FBI director acceptable to Republicans and Democrats, and if that could not be agreed upon, then a special prosecutor. Now that the Deputy Attorney General has appointed a special counsel to investigate possible Russian involvement in the recent election, Faso released the statement saying, and I quote, "Facts are more important than Washington political games. Let the appropriate committees do their oversight work and collect the facts," end quote. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a slight chance of rain between 11 a.m. and 3 p.m. today. It will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 78 degrees. For Friday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 46. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, sunny with a high near 68 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 44. And on Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 68 degrees. Sunday night, showers are likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 51. Sunrise today was at 5:29 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:14 p.m. That will give us 14 hours and 45 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 19th day of May, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.